Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello. I don't know how to open today's episode because I feel like there's a huge elephant in the room and rock. And you're probably looking at the title being like, Ashley, what happened to like, hello? What happened to how are you? Just a huge jump scare. Didn't see that coming. It is not clickbait. It is real. Your girl's engaged. We're just going to skip the introduction and the fluff and jump right into today's episode because the title alone is a jump scare. So yes, I am engaged, which is so insane to me because this entire year I've been like making jokes about it to him and to all of you being like, there's no ring on my finger. Like, I can't wait till I'm engaged. Like, when is he gonna put a rock on my finger? And just, I've just been talking about it so nonchalantly and like in a joking way because, you know, I knew it was going to happen sooner or later, but obviously I was hopeful that it was going to happen this year because I wanted it to happen sooner than later, but I had no idea it was going to happen when it did. Like this entire time I was thinking and I was like telling my friends that I'm going to know when it's going to happen. Like I'm not going to be surprised because Josh is not secretive at all. He's the worst at keeping secrets. He does not keep secrets. He is an open book. Like he is just a very honest person, but he's not slick. Even when it came to buying the ring, I knew exactly when he bought it because he couldn't lie about where he was going. Like I think he texted me one day while he was at work being like, hey, like I'm not gonna be home until this time, but like I can't tell you where I'm going and like also don't look at my location. And when you tell me not to do something, I'm gonna do it. So obviously I'm gonna look at his location. And what do you know, he's at a jeweler. Like what are you doing there? Do you have another girlfriend? I hope not. So I hope you're buying me a big fat rock. Even with knowing he was buying the ring, I didn't know exactly when he was gonna do it. But I knew that I wasn't going to be surprised. I was like, oh, like I'll have an idea of when he's going to do it. Like maybe he'll do it when we go on vacation or when we're doing this. Or like I thought I would know when he was going to do it. But when it did happen, I was so surprised. I did not see it coming whatsoever. I literally blacked out because I was so surprised. So obviously today's episode is going to be dedicated to that. I know it's a little different than my typical episodes. I know that most of my episodes are centered around self-improvement and giving you advice, but I just want to be more open about my life and what's going on and sharing more intimate details of my life. And this is such an important time in my life and a huge milestone. And I just want to share that with you. I want you to be part of it. So I want to talk about how he proposed, the story of how we started dating because I've never shared it before, and just like what's next, what's going on in my life right now. And yeah, I'm really excited. So let's get into it. I thought keeping this a secret for a week would be like this fun little thing where it was just like the secret thing between me and him and our close friends and family. But hiding it has been so hard because one, I want to wear my ring and I'm doing Vlogmas, so I can't wear it without people knowing what's going on. And then two, just like I want to tell you guys. But now that I can tell you, he proposed to me on November 30th. And like I said, I genuinely thought I was going to be able to sniff him out and know when it was going to happen. But literally until the moment I turned around and saw him on his knee, I had no idea it was happening. I didn't really have a preference when it came to how I wanted to be proposed to. I had just told him that I wanted it to be just me and him because personally, I don't love the idea of being proposed to at like a restaurant or in a big crowd with people that I don't know. Like, I don't want strangers watching our very intimate moment, clapping and staring and taking videos. Like, I just don't like that. Like, I love to be the center of attention, but like not in that moment. And I was speaking to some of his family on Thanksgiving and we were just talking about like proposals and stuff. And they were like, when do you think he's going to propose? And I was like, I don't know. Like, we're going to Florida at the end of December. Like, it might happen then. But I swear to God, he better not propose to me at Disney World because I don't want to be categorized as a Disney adult. I just don't want to have Mickey Mouse ears on my head when he's proposing to me. Like, no offense to the Disney adult community. Like, I just don't want that. But thankfully, he did not do that. So we're good. Nothing to worry about there. So basically, the day that he proposed, we had gone to get a Christmas tree. This was my first year getting a real tree. And we dead ass went to a Christmas tree farm. We went through the woods. We cut down a tree. And by we, I mean he cut down a tree. And now I get it. Because before this day, I never understood why people go through the labor of cutting down a tree and being in the cold and having to take care of the tree when you could get a fake tree and have it for multiple years and it's just so easy. I get it now. It's an experience. I was feeling holly and jolly and I loved it. And you know what? When we were on our way to the Christmas tree farm, there was a split second where I was like, what if he proposed here? But it was just such a quick thought that it went in and out of my mind so fast that I didn't even think twice about it. But he was also kind of weird that day, not in a bad way, but now that I'm thinking back about it, I remember one of his family members had texted me because on Thanksgiving we had planned to like get lunch before she went back to New York. And she had texted me just to tell me like, hey, I can't grab lunch today. But when I had told him like, oh, she texted me, he was like, what does she want? like he just did not want to go, even though we weren't going to go anyways. And then his sister-in-law had texted me about going to get their Christmas tree. And originally I wanted to go with them to get trees together because I had never gotten a real tree before. So I was like, let's just go with them. Like, it might be easier. And he didn't want to go with them. And that's one of the reasons that I was like, you know, maybe he is proposing, but I also thought like if he were to propose to me, I'm sure he would have me dress a little bit nicer, like maybe in white, or like maybe he'd have me get my nails done, or I don't know. So I didn't really think he was proposing. It was just like a really split second thought being like, that'd be cool. But he didn't propose there. So we go home to set up the tree and we're wrapping the lights on the tree. And as we're doing it, we're realizing some of the lights don't work. So we had to go back out to get more lights. And Josh loves Christmas. He loves doing Christmas activities with me. He hates running errands. Like, he hates a Target run. He hates going to the grocery store. Like, he'll do it, but he's not having as much fun as I am. Like, I love going to Target where he's like, oh, we have to go to Target? I'm like, yeah. So when he was so down to go back out and get lights, even though we had just gone home, it was a pleasant surprise. But in my mind, I'm like, wow, like, I feel like normally he would be like, oh, like, let's just do this tomorrow. Like, we'll go out in the morning. Like, he was down. Like, he was like, okay, let's go. Like, he was ready to go. He was ready to set up this tree. So we go back out, we get the lights, we're decorating the tree. And I'm also vlogging for Vlogmas. So as we're decorating, he's like, did you get the footage that you needed? And I'm like, yeah. And we're basically done. We just have to put the star on top. And he's like, why don't you record putting the star on top? Like, I feel like that'd be good for your vlog. And I'm like, you know what? Like, I see the vision. Like, you're right. I should record that. And I was just going to have him do it because he's taller than me. And he was like, no, why don't you do it? Like, I feel like it would look better for your vlog. And I'm like, okay, I see the vision. I will. So he grabs me a chair and I put the star on top. And mind you, I have no idea. Like I said, I had no idea. I blacked out. I had no idea it was going to happen. So after I put the star on top, I immediately go to shut my camera off because I'm like, okay, got the footage. Don't need to keep recording. I don't want to run out of storage. So I literally put the star on, jump off the chair, and immediately stop recording. And as I do that, he's like, oh, I got another ornament. Like, I have one more ornament to put on the tree. And I have no idea what's about to happen because in my mind, I'm like, oh, maybe he got an ornament from his sister or when he was on a work trip, because we do have a lot of unique ornaments. He had just got one at the Christmas tree farm. Not thinking anything of it. So I'm not recording. And it feels so dumb that I stopped recording, because this is why he wanted me to record the star. So like the thought was there, I just ruined it. So I go to look at the ornament and it says Josh and Ashley engaged 2024. And even when I look at this ornament, it still does not register in my mind that he's proposing, because I'm like, oh, like he got us an ornament for when he does it at the end of the year. Like that was my first thought. It wasn't, oh, he's proposing. It's, oh, that's cute. He got it for when he does. Like, bitch, what the fuck? I just had this feeling it was gonna happen this year. I was really confident in it. So it wasn't a surprise to me that like he would get me an ornament saying that. We had talked about wanting to get engaged. So I just didn't think anything of it. And then I'm like, you know, wait a minute. Why would he put the ornament on the tree before proposing? And then I was like, oh, turn around, bitch. There he is on his knee. And I blacked out. I have not a clue what he said besides like, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. I have no idea what he said, what I said. I just was shocked. And I always thought that I was going to cry when I got proposed to, because I cry at everything. Like when I see other people getting proposed to, I cry at that. But I was so surprised and thrown back by it, because I really did not see it coming, that not a tear was shed, but it was genuinely so perfect. I'm so happy it was just me and him and our dogs. And it was so thoughtful of him to try and incorporate the vlog. Like, obviously, I didn't get the footage of him proposing because I ended it, but it's the thought that counts. He knew that I would have loved to have it on video. So we tried. It didn't happen, but I do have the video of like right before, like of me putting the star on the tree. And when I look at the video, I get like smiley and giddy because he proposes right after. But it was just really sweet. I feel like a lot of people, especially women, have an idea of what they want to wear and what they want to look like when they get proposed to. You know, they want to wear a white dress or a white outfit and have their hair and makeup done and just like look put together. Do you want to know what I was wearing when he proposed to me? I was wearing a fur coat and a cowboy Santa hat. Did I envision to be wearing this when I got proposed to? No. But I'm not mad about it. I feel like it's very on brand of me. I think it's hilarious. He was wearing a Santa hat when he did it too. I just feel like it's very on brand. It's very Aries of me to be proposed to in a big, thick-ass fur coat. After he proposed, we went out to dinner with my brother, and I got a big fat meat and cheese board and a glass of Pinot and a chocolate lava cake and an espresso martini. And I was supposed to work that night. I had so much to edit, but I was like, you know what? I'm only going to get engaged once. So I'm going to have wine and I'm going to have an espresso martini and I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to enjoy myself. And that I did. And I had so much work to catch up on the next day, but it was very worth it. I was very happy about it. It's just so insane to me that I'm engaged. Like, obviously, we had talked about wanting to be engaged and wanting to take the next step in our relationship. But I didn't think when it happened that it would feel as different as it does. You know, we've been together for 7 years, so I just thought it would feel the same as dating him, but it really does feel like a second honeymoon phase. You get so used to dating someone, you're with them for 7 years, and not to say that it's boring or anything, but you're just comfortable with them, and you're used to the label that you have with them. So to not be able to call him my boyfriend anymore, and like I'm not a girlfriend anymore, I'm a fiance, or keeps calling me fiance. It's insane. Like, it really does feel so different, and he feels the same way. Like, it almost feels like a new relationship with the same person. I just really didn't think him putting a ring on my finger would change anything, but it really has spiced things up. We're having so much fun. I'm having so much fun, and I'm so excited to be able to share the fact that we're engaged and wear my ring out and not have to hide it. I'm just over the moon, but let's talk about this freaking rock on my finger. He did such a good job with picking out the ring. I am a control freak and I did have some say in the ring, obviously. I was pretty particular about the kind of ring that I wanted, but I also didn't want to straight up tell him the ring that I wanted, and I also didn't want to go with him to pick out the ring. I know that a lot of people do that, and I think that if that's something that you want to do, you should absolutely go for it. If someone's going to spend the money on a very important piece of jewelry for you to wear and you're going to wear every single day, it should reflect your style and you should be excited to wear it. So you should be particular about what you want. Like if you're a gold girl, don't settle for a silver ring if you're not going to want to wear that. And no offense to the men out there, but you can't really trust them all that much when it comes to jewelry. Like a lot of men, and Josh, I'm talking to you too, a lot of men buy that silver heart necklace and you know what I'm talking about, and it's gorgeous and there's nothing wrong with it. But that's like the go-to piece of jewelry that men get women because they don't know what their girl likes. I just wanted to make sure that the ring that I was going to wear every single day was going to reflect who I am and what I like. So at the beginning of this year, I made a vision board and a mood board on Pinterest of everything that I was manifesting for 2024. And naturally, I put an engagement ring on the board because I was like, you know what? I want it. I got it. I want it. I got it. Like I'm not going to dance around it. I'm not going to pretend I don't want something when I do. So I put it on the board. And then Josh was looking over my vision board and he saw that. And he was like, what is that? What is that? And I said, oh, that is the engagement ring that I want from you, sir, this year on my finger, me and you. That's what really got the ball rolling, that me being like, I want to be engaged. I want to be engaged soon. Like, obviously, I wanted it to happen in 2024, but if it didn't happen, it wasn't the end of the world. I just was vocalizing to him like, hey, I'm ready for this. Once he saw that and we just started having much more open conversations about being engaged, I decided to make a mood board called If I Ever Get Engaged, LOL. And I pinned so many different rings on there, all kind of like the same style, but just rings that I liked. All of them basically had like a gold band and an oval shape, which is what I got. Thank you. But I know there's going to be people who are like, everyone has that oval ring. Everyone has that. Oh my God, it's overdone. Who cares? There's a reason why things are trendy and why things are timeless. Like, people love it. It's a classic and it's on my finger. It's not on your finger. So what's the problem? I knew I wanted an oval ring with a gold band. So I sent him that board and I was like, here you go. Like, do with that what you will. Have fun. Go crazy, but don't go too crazy. Stick to the plan. And then with the board, he brought it to his coworkers, which are women. And I'm like, thank you. Talk to the women, get their advice, see what they think. And one of his coworkers is actually my old dance coach. And she had a lot to do with the ring and with the proposal. Like, she helped him customize the ornament that he proposed to me with. They actually customized like 5 of them and then they chose one to propose to me with. But I have like 5 different ornaments that they did. They're so cute. But I'm just so happy that he had women helping him because, like I said, men sometimes are just like a lost cause. But he did a good job. Obviously, I gave him direction of what I wanted, but I'm glad that I wasn't super specific of like, this is the ring that I want, or like picking it out myself. I'm glad that I gave him inspiration and then allowed him to go off and do the ring himself, because although I had an idea of what I was getting, I was still surprised by the ring because obviously I didn't see it up until that moment. And it's just so stunning and I'm so proud of him. Now I want to briefly talk about mine and Josh's relationship and how we met, or like how we started dating, because I never shared that with you. I always knew that I wanted to, but I wanted to wait until after we got engaged to talk more about our relationship. So Josh and I grew up in the same hometown. We actually grew up 1 street over from each other before he moved to a different neighborhood. And we like ran in the same circles, but we were never close. I would say that we were like acquaintances. But it's funny because even though we weren't close throughout elementary school to high school, I would occasionally think of him and think about how when he was younger, I thought he looked like a raccoon because he has really big dark eyes and they were even bigger when he was younger. So I just thought this boy looks like a raccoon. And even in high school, I would randomly, like, this thought would randomly pop into my head of like raccoon boy, like Joshua looks like a raccoon, which is so random, but I think so random and so funny. But I feel like it was a push from the universe being like, that's your future husband. That's your fiance. So yeah, we weren't close. But then in college, my sophomore year, I transferred from Keene State to UConn. And when I transferred, I got closer to the guys that like I grew up with, my guy friends that went to UConn, and they got an apartment with Josh. Josh was living with them. So one night my junior year, I went over to like drink and smoke and hang out with them, and we were sitting on the couch and I just like look over at Josh and he has his backwards hat on and he's smoking and I'm like, that's a sexy man. Like, wait a minute, raccoon boy's actually hot. Like, raccoon boy could get it. Like, raccoon boy is gonna get it. So we're hanging out and we're drinking. And at this point, I'm like, okay, I can't drive home and I'm not going to Uber home alone because my friend was staying over for a guy that she was talking to. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to stay here. And I get this bright idea because I'm probably like a few White Claws deep. I'm like, I'm gonna stay here and I'm going to sleep in his bed. So I sneak into Josh's bed with the intention of hopefully hooking up with him. But this man comes into his bedroom and literally just goes to bed. Does not touch me, nothing. Does not look at me, does not talk to me, not interested at all. I am a very direct person. I've always made the first move in every relationship I've been in, every guy that I've spoken to. And I'm like, you know what? I want what I want and I get what I want. So I decide that I'm going to go and do the same thing again. I don't know if it was the next day or a couple days later, but again, we're hanging out, we're drinking, and I'm like, you know whose bed sounds so cozy? Josh's. So I go into his room and I lay down in his bed. At this point, this happening a second time, I think it finally clicked in Josh's head of like, oh, this girl didn't just pass out my bed. She's seeking out my bed. So obviously, we get a little down and dirty. And it's funny because after the fact, we spoke about it. I'm like, why didn't you want to hook up with me the first night? And he was like, I thought you were just like a drunk girl passed out in my bed. I'm not going to touch you, which is like the bare minimum, but like, thank God, good boy. After that second night where one might say we did the no pants dance, I never left his bed again. Like, from that moment, signed, sealed, delivered, we were a package deal, like never left his side after that. That happened, I think, in September. And then we spoke from like September until November. And then he asked me to be his girlfriend November 11th. And I'm so pissed that I wasn't a Swiftie at this point in my life, because like, I grew up listening to Taylor, but then I went through that phase where I'm like, Taylor Swift is bad. She's a bad singer. She sucks. I don't listen to Taylor Swift. And I just thought I was too good for her. But November 10th, 2017 is when she released Reputation. He asked me out November 11th, 2017. Do you know how bad I would have gotten down? Like, our favorite song, Josh and mine together, is Call It What You Want. Like, are you joking? I missed out on the opportunity and I will never forgive myself, but I can't wait until she releases Taylor's version of it. But like, what the hell? I have the same, basically the same anniversary as Reputation. Right, cool. Obviously, like any other couple, we've had ups and downs and we've had arguments and we've butted heads. But I can confidently say that this is the only relationship I've been in that's been so healthy and I feel so safe and heard. And he's genuinely my best friend. And I'm so grateful that I climbed into his bed and I was set on him, because I've spoke about this on the podcast before, but I had told myself when my ex and I had broken up that the next guy that I date, I'm going to date him because he's a good person and he's kind and he's respectful and he's trustworthy and he's good to me and he's obsessed with me, and it's not going to have anything to do with how attractive he is or his social status or anything like that. Because at that point, I was so over being with guys who I was only with because I found them attractive at one point, and then I got attached, and then I was stuck in this really terrible relationship when I knew I deserved better. And with Josh, I genuinely think that I just chose the right person, because now I get to spend the rest of my life with someone who actually loves me and cares about me in the way that I've always wanted. Like, the best advice I could give to you if you're seeking out a serious relationship or a lifelong partner is, don't focus so much on how attractive they are. Like, I understand that being attracted to your partner is important, but it's not the most important. If you're trying to get past the dating toxic people phase of your life, focus more on who they are as people. If you weren't looking to date this person and this person was just a friend of yours or a coworker of yours, would you want to spend your time around them? Like, are they kind? Are they funny? Are they respectful? Would you be offended if someone had said to you, wow, you're really like that person? Like, you remind me a lot of them. You're just like them. Would that be a compliment or would that be an insult? Do you want to be with someone who you feel offended by when someone's like, oh, you two are like the same person, the same mind, the same attitude, the same personality? If the answer is no, and you're not proud to be like them, and the only reason that you're with this person is because they're hot and you have good chemistry and you have good sex, that's not your person. That's not your lifelong partner. That is the same toxic cycle that you've been in and that you're trying to get out of. Don't get sucked back into it just because of a pretty face. Like, you could find a pretty face and a pretty heart, and just a good person. I think a lot of people judge other people for not being engaged sooner. Like, I definitely had people ask me, like, what's he waiting for? Like, why aren't you engaged yet? Like, 7 years is a long time. But personally, I would rather take my time with someone and really get to know them and be sure that this is my person than just rush into a commitment just to satisfy other people and have people like know that we're serious about one another. Because yeah, 7 years is a long time, but throughout the 7 years, we've really gotten to know each other as people and just like relearn things about one another and grow together. Like, who I was when we first started dating is so different than who I am now. And he might have liked me when we first started dating, but a couple years down the road, decide like, you know what? I actually don't like you. Like, you've changed a lot and I'm not down for that. And it's a lot harder for people to break off an engagement or a marriage than just like break up in a relationship. So I wouldn't want someone to feel stuck with me if they don't actually want to be with me. And that's not the case for everyone, but it does happen. I just want to know that my person loves me for who I am and loves me through all my phases and all my eras. And I think we've definitely proven that to each other. Like, I see you for who you are and I love you for who you are. And we're just in it for life. And if you're in it for life with someone, it shouldn't really matter that long. Like, there's no rush. If we're going to be together till death do us part, then like 7 years is nothing. We've never rushed anything. I think that our relationship has always gone at a really good pace for both of us. And that's the thing, like, people have asked me, like, why hasn't it happened yet? Like, why didn't you guys get engaged after like 2 years or 3 years or 4 years? Because you see people like Utah influencers getting engaged super quickly, which is totally fine. Like, you go at your pace. But when you don't go at that pace, people are like, why not? Like, why? What's going on? But it's like, when we started dating, we were juniors in college. I had maybe $20 in my bank account, and I was occasionally working at Subway, and he was working at the dining hall. And then after college, COVID hit, and it took like 2 years off of my life. And then we moved into an apartment, but like, there was just so much going on, and we had so much growing up to do. And there was just never any reason to rush anything. We've never been on a strict timeline. Like, obviously, I've told him that in my head, I have like an order of operations where it's like, I would like to be engaged and buy a house and get married and then have kids, because like, honestly, I just want to fit into my wedding dress and get drunk at my wedding. But like, there's no timeline. We don't have to do anything by like 35. It doesn't matter. There's never been any rush or pressure to do any of that. Like, I've never felt the need to follow in the footsteps of my parents, because my parents got engaged, I think, less than a year of knowing each other. I remember going through my mom's like journal calendar thing, and she marked when she met my dad, like when they had their first date, and then when he proposed. And it was, I think, less than a year of knowing him. And yeah, I guess it was normal at the time to do that. But like, I can't imagine that now. I don't want to do that. I want to know the person that I'm with. And maybe it was different back then because there's like no phones and stuff. But I don't know. I just never felt the need to be like that. I've never felt bad that we've taken our time, because it's like, your time is so different than everyone else's. Everyone is on their own path. So if you're feeling pressure to have a timeline, or you're getting in your feels a bit and like upset that you're not engaged, don't get so in your head. Don't worry about anyone else's timeline but your own. Everyone else is on their own time and doing their own thing and at their own pace. And you just have to do what's right for you. And when you focus on you rather than everyone else around you, you and your relationship is going to blossom and work so much more in your favor than it would if you were focused on other people. I never really had an itch to get engaged or get married. And maybe it's because I grew up in kind of a dysfunctional family and I just didn't prioritize marriage. But I just didn't grow up fantasizing about getting married or like my wedding dress or any of that. I feel like a lot of other people do. And like, even throughout my relationship with Josh, it wasn't something that I felt like I had to do, or I was like counting down the days until he proposed. We had talked about wanting to one day. We were both on the same page of like, oh yeah, like we're going to get married one day. But it wasn't a priority of mine until like halfway through last year that I really started thinking about it, like, okay, this is something that I want. Like, I actually do want to get married to him. I want it to happen soon. And that's why by the end of last year, I was like, no, like, I actually want this to happen. And that's why I put it on my vision board. It's not that I don't think Josh would have proposed if I didn't put it on my mood board and verbalize it to him. I just don't know if he would have done it this year without me verbalizing it to him and like letting him know that I wanted it to happen this year, only because up until last year, it wasn't a priority of mine and it wasn't something we were talking about a whole lot. So it's like, if I'm not verbalizing what I want or how I feel, I can't expect someone to just know. And that's why I think it's so important to be open with your partner. Like, if you're sitting there thinking like, why hasn't this happened for me yet? Why hasn't my partner proposed to me? When is it gonna happen? I don't know if they wanna marry me. I don't know if I'm wasting my time. Be open and express how you feel to them. If you want to take the next step in your relationship and you want to be engaged, tell them. Like, you're not asking for too much by telling them that you want more security and that you want to take the next step. The way that I see it is like, your future husband or your future wife is not going to make you feel bad for wanting to commit to them for the rest of your life. Like, they're going to be excited by you being like, hey, I want to be engaged. I want to further this relationship. It's also important to remind yourself that like, you matter too. Like, you have just as much say as they do. I know traditionally men propose to women, but like, you don't have to wait around for this person to decide if they want to be with you for the rest of their life. Like, you get to decide that too. So if this is something that you want, verbalize that to them. And if they cannot give you the same thing back and be like, yeah, I want that too, like, let's talk more about it, or like, yes, like, that's the plan, that's a red flag in my opinion. Don't hold back and don't settle, because like I said, the love of your life is not going to make you feel bad for wanting to be with them. Like, they're not going to make you feel bad for wanting more out of the relationship. They're going to be excited and take that next step with you. But now that we're officially engaged, what's next? Do we have a timeline? What's happening? When are we getting married? The answer to that is, I don't know, not a clue, have no idea what's going on. We're just having so much fun right now, enjoying this like honeymoon phase of being engaged. And that's all I know. Like, I've been loving looking at bridal shops online and thinking of like all the cute outfits I can wear. And I've been making mood boards for like engagement photos and an engagement party and wedding dresses that I like. But that's the furthest that I've gotten. We're also in the process of looking at houses to buy. So that could definitely impact when we have our wedding, because the closing costs on house is not fun. That's pretty expensive. It's expensive to get a house. And then, you know, once you get the house, you have to renovate the house and do all the things to the house. So that's definitely something that I have to figure out But right now, I'm just like, la, 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 I'm engaged, I'm in love, and I'm just having fun. I don't want to rush that at all because I know once we're married, I'm going to have post-wedding depression, and I just want to like savor every moment of this journey with him. And I'm also just like super excited to share everything with you. So if you want to come along on this journey of us being engaged and getting married, I'll be sharing more on here. I'll be posting on my social media. So if you want to keep up with that, the links are in the show notes, my Instagram, my TikTok, my YouTube, all of that's in the show notes. Not saying that I'm going to like become a wedding content creator, but like if there is any content that you love watching or you'd love to see throughout this journey, like maybe you want to know more about like wedding planning, I don't know. Let me know. I'm just excited and we're going to have so much fun with this. I love this era of my life already. Like, I don't know. I feel different. Different in a good way. I don't know. I'm like smiling so big because this is crazy. Like, I'm engaged. That's insane. But that is today's episode. As always, thank you for listening and just being here for me during this time. It's going to be so fun. I love you so much, besties. And I will talk to you next Monday. Goodbye, besties.